Okay, now after completing income from capital gain, now we are moving to the last head of income, which is for computation of total income, that is income from other sources. The income which you earn other than salary, house property, business and profession, capital gain, that are all covered under other sources. So other sources is the income which you earn from your extra investment, extra saving, which you the savings which you have made, and with the help of that saving, if you have invested somewhere, so from that, whatever income you are getting, that type of incomes are, that you can say it is a passive income. Okay, so that type of income is called, that type of income is computed under the head called other sources. Okay, so income from other sources. So in this also there are lists. So in every list, we have to see in till now, whatever income you have learned from me, whether it is income from salary, income from house property, income from business, income from capital gain, in that, from the income you deducted some things as in form of exemption or in form of deduction, right? So there was separate rule for deduction or exemption, but here in other sources, the only thing you have to deduct as exempt or deduction is the expense you incurred to earn that income. Okay, so if you are getting an income, so suppose you got an income from interest on the bonds which you have purchased, so that income you take, that is in other sources. Acha, to earn this income, you have taken loan to invest in the bonds. So for that, you are paying interest. The interest paid by you is 14%, and the interest earned by you is 20%. That is the reason, by taking 14% loan ka interest, you have invested that in investment so as to earn more than the interest paid. So income received minus the expense incurred to earn that income, that will be getting deducted in that. There is no separate deduction for this in this topic. Every deduction, whatever exemption is there, that is the exemption which you have to deduct from the income. If that particular item is an amount spent for earning that income. Okay, so let us start with the pro forma of income from other sources. Income from other sources. Income from other sources. So very first, dividend income. Dividend income. Now, dividend income means the income which you earn on the amount invested in shares. So, dividend income you can earn from the equity, the amount invested on equity shares of foreign company, Indian company, or any. So, whatever income you have earned, that income minus the collection charges, minus the collection charges and interest on loan taken for investment. This total outer from the to dividend income, from the dividend income, you have to deduct this and write it in the outer column. Acha, here I am putting a star mark. This star mark indicates that all the dividend income is taxable. Only one dividend income is exempt from tax, that is dividend earned from Indian Nationalized Bank. Dividend earned from Indian Nationalized Bank is exempt from other sources. Indian dividend earned from Indian Nationalized Bank is exempted from the other sources. It is exempt, it is a non-taxable income. It is exempted from other sources. ठीक है, अच्छा, now the next heading is interest on security. Means you have purchased various securities. It may be you have purchased development bonds, you have purchased what you say, debentures of other company, you have deposited fixed deposit in the bank, you have current recurring deposit in the bank. So in that, you are earning every year interest. Okay, so the interest on security, that income minus again the collection charges, collection charges, and interest on loan taken for investment. If you have taken loan for investing in this bonds and debentures and securities, so interest on that and the collection charges total will be deducted from your income, and you have to write in the outer column. Okay, this is this again. Again, I'm putting star mark. I'm putting a three star mark. First, so three star mark means three income received in the form of interest is exempt from tax. One, interest received on public provident fund. One, interest received on public provident fund is fully exempt from tax. Interest received from public provident fund is fully exempt from tax. Second star mark, interest on notified bonds and debentures. Notified bonds and debentures. Interest received on notified bonds and debentures. Okay, that is also exempt from tax. Third, see, I put three star mark. So what is the first star mark? Interest earned from public provident fund is fully exempt. Public provident fund means it is government fund. You are investing in government fund, so you get a benefit that you will be, it will be tax, non-taxable income. Okay. Second, interest on notified bonds and debentures. Interest on notified bonds and debentures. That will be taken in. Okay. It is exempt from tax. Third, interest on post office saving account. Post office saving account, interest earned on post office saving account is exempt up to 3,500. Is exempt up to 3,500. More than that, if you are earning, it will be taxable. But up to 3,500, it will be exempted. But if it is in a joint name, joint account, you and your spouse, then in that case, 7,000. Interest on post office saving account. So, I mark three star mark in the interest. One is interest from public provident fund is fully exempt from tax in other sources. Second, interest on notified bonds and debentures is fully exempt. Third, interest on post office saving account. Post office saving account, suppose you have earned interest of rupees 5,000. But out of that, 3,500 maximum amount is exempt. But if it is a joint account, so maximum 7,000 rupees is exempted, rest is taxable. Okay, now the next income is rent from subletting property. Subletting. Now what in my subletting property? Subletting property means I have taken the property. When I use the word rent from let out property, you will say, sir, let out property, so it will come in income from other house property. Why are you taking here? My dear, let out property, house property income is different. In that house property income, you are the owner of that property. Here I am talking about income from subletting. Means what? I have taken the property on a rental basis from someone. Suppose I am paying him 5,000 per month and I have given this same place to another person at 10,000. So subletting. So here I am getting 10,000 income. Out of that 5,000 I'll deduct because I am paying. Right. So what is my net income I am getting? That net income you have to write as income rent from subletting property. Understood? Understood. That is subletting property. Acha. Now house property. In which you are giving the house property, your own house property, fully furnished. Means you are giving the flat, 2BHK flat. 2BHK flat, the area ka rent is 20,000 rupees. But you are giving it for 40,000 rupees. Because you are giving along with fridge, TV, refrigerator, AC, sofa cum bed, everything is there. Just you have, people have to just go in, get, tuck in there. Understood? So in this case, if you know the house property ka rent and the other assets ka rent, if you have a bifurcation, then house property ka rent will be charged in house property, and then other assets ka charge rent will be charged in other sources. But when there is no bifurcation, you have given total the house property along with fully furnished assets, then the total rent is 50,000 per month, then that whole 50,000 comes under other sources. I repeat, if your house property and along with the house property or your own house property along with other assets like TV, refrigerator, AC, furniture, sofa cum bed, double bed, everything is there, utensils, everything is there, the person has to just come live there and start living without any any his own this thing asset. He has to have to come with his bags of clothes, that's all. Right. So in that situation, if you are given the bifurcation of the rent, ki property ka rent itna and assets, baki assets ka rent, free refrigerator, uska rent itna. If you have the bifurcation, then TV, refrigerator, furniture ka rent will be coming in the other sources and house property ka rent will come in house property. But when the house property is rented on total with along with fully furnished, but we don't have bifurcation, then in that case, the whole rent which you receive comes under other sources. Understood? So renting house property with all amenities, ठीक है, with no bifurcation. So that comes under other sources. Okay, acha. Now, continuing the proforma, I'm moving to the, showing it in the next page. Okay, now, rent of the property. Rent on property. Property in the sense, not land and property, land and asset. Suppose I have a car. I purchase a car and I gave that car to call center people. So I gave them and they told me ki that every month you will be getting 80,000 rupees rent. That is, you are hiring your asset to some other on a rental basis. Okay, so that is, I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about house property. Other than house, suppose you have a sound system, you are a DJ and you are giving the sound system on a rental basis to various clubs. And per month, every month you are getting, because nowadays, you know, the clubs who are running the club on a rental basis, they don't buy the sound system and install in their club because they are on a rental basis. So if they buy the all the equipments and then install it, then at the time of when the agreement gets over, and that, then in that case, to remove that, it becomes very sad for them, but it becomes very costlier affair for them. That's the reason such type of people take all the DJ system, sound system on a rental basis. So I have my sound system installed in many of the clubs, DJ, discotheques and all that. And every month I'm getting interest. So that, getting rent. So that will be taken here, whether it is a car I've given on a rental basis. So the very first is minus from this, you have to less collection charges. And maintenance, collection charges and maintenance, interest on loan taken for this property, then insurance and driver salary, and last but not the least, depreciation of the asset. So all these expenses you have to deduct and write in the outer column. Understood? So rent, suppose you are renting a car to call center. So they will be using your car for 3 years, 4 years. So till 4 years, you are going to get rent from them 1 lakh rupees per month. In that 1 lakh rupees, the whole expense, the driver salary, the maintenance cost, the repair cost, everything you have to pay. The company will pay you 1 lakh rupees. So you have to arrange driver also, everything you have to do. Okay. So the rent 1 lakh minus the maintenance and the collection charges. Maintenance charges includes driver salary, okay? Then insurance and depreciation, that you have to deduct. Then interest on loan taken for purchasing that asset. That all that expenses you have to deduct, and whatever amount is there, you have to write in the outer column. Then you have, next is family pension. Now what is family pension? In salary, you have heard about pension. So here I am talking about family pension. In salary, you have heard about the word pension. But that pension and this pension is different. If I retired from a job and after the retirement, the company is giving me pension every month, so that will come under the head salary, because it is an income earned by me as a form of salary. So that is pension, so which is not there in any private company. So you and me don't have to expect that type of thinking. For that purpose, many of the people have taken a pension policy from various banks or insurance company, so that after retirement, they will get pension. Only the government employees are getting pension ka benefit nowadays. Hana? Those who are doing government jobs in colleges, like universities, so they get pension every month after the retirement. But what about the other people? The people who are working in the private companies, they don't get pension. Okay, forget about that. Right now, pension. So pension, if I am retiring from a job and my company is paying pension to me, so that is an income, but it is an income for me and which will be chargeable under the head salary. But after my death, my pension will get transferred to my spouse. After the death of the pension receiver, after that pension will get transferred to his spouse. So for the spouse, it is not income from salary. For spouse, it is income from other sources. So that family pension will be taxable under the heading other sources, less 1/3 or rupees 15,000, whichever is less, is exempted, and the remaining amount is taxable. Suppose the spouse is getting yearly 80,000 rupees or 60,000 rupees pension. Okay, so 60,000 divided by 5, 12,000 or 15,000, whichever is less, is allowed as exemption. Suppose 1 lakh is the pension amount every year. Okay, 1 lakh. So 1 lakh ka 1/5, sorry, 1/3. 1 lakh ka. I'm talking, sorry, 1/3, I told you 1/3, I used the word 1/5, it is 1/3. So 90,000 I'm earning, 90,000 ka 1/3 is 30,000. So 30,000 or 15,000, whichever is less will be allowed as deduction, whichever is less. So family pension is a pension which is earned by the spouse in the name of us, husband or wife, who is expired now. So for the first person, for the employee, it is a salary. But after his death, that pension will get transferred to the spouse. For spouse, it is other sources. Acha, other sources, mein, it will be taxable, not the whole amount. Out of that, 1/3 or 15,000, whichever is less, is deducted and remaining amount is taxable. Then we'll talk about key man insurance. Maturity amount. Key man insurance maturity amount. Now what is key man insurance maturity amount? Now see, in every business there is a key person. In every business there is a key person. Now what is that key person? Suppose in a hospital, in a clinic, suppose a doctor is having an anesthesian. Anesthesian is a key person for every hospital. Without anesthesian, no operation can be taken place. So anesthesian is a key person. You can see in any clinic, suppose in a private hospital or small clinic with 2 floors or 3 floors, with 20 to 50 beds, in that hospital, the owner of the doctor, he will be having anesthesian who will be his spouse only. Either the wife will be anesthesian or the husband will be anesthesian, because they don't want to take risks, because anesthesian play an important role in their business, right? Agar anesthesian nahi rahega, so then it will be a problem for them. So anesthesian play an important role. So why to get anesthesian from outside when my wife is only the anesthesian? So suppose I don't have anesthesian from in-house. So I have called it from the outside. So that anesthesian is a key person of my business, of my hospital. If he's not there or she is not there, then it will become difficult for the company, for the hospital to do the surgery. So I have taken the insurance policy on such key person. Suppose if that key person left my hospital or left my job, suppose there is one person who is a key person of my business, he handles everything, he knows everything, what to do, when to do, what, how to do, without any command, recommendation of the boss, he will do the things, and that is fruitful for the company. And if he change the job, or if he get a better package from outside, from any other company, he may leave the job. So in that situation, that will be a huge loss for my company. So to compensate that loss, I have taken the insurance policy. Okay. So that key man left my business, left my company. So because of that, there is a loss. So insurance company gave me that policy. So this is an income from business. This should come in income from business. But if you have not included in income from business, then this will be included in income from other sources. Understood? Acha. Now, there is a star mark in this. I have put a star mark here. This star mark indicates that life insurance maturity policy amount received by the individual person is fully exempt. LIC maturity amount received by an individual or SSC is fully exempt. Keyman insurance policy maturity amount received, taxable. But life insurance policy amount received, it is fully exempt. Is that clear? Is that clear? So let's move further. Now next is your gift. Now there also I am putting a star mark. Gift received. Gift received. So if you receive a gift in your function, in a any function, if you are receiving a gift. Okay. So gift received above 50,000. Up to 50,000. It is not taxable. If you have received a gift in an event, everyone came to congratulate you, not your wedding. Wedding gifts are fully exempt from tax. Okay. So if in a function, everyone congratulated you, I don't know for what reason you have done an event. In that event, everyone came and they congratulated you and they gave you, or in your birthday, they came and they gave you gift, and that worth more than 50,000 in cash or kind. Gold or whatever it is. So you got more than 50,000 amount as a gift. So that amount is taxable. Acha, I put a... So if you have received a gift less than 50,000, it is fully exempt. It is non-taxable. But if you get 50,001 rupee, then in that case, what is a taxable amount? Sorry, in that case, what is a taxable amount? What do you say? Sir, 1 rupee. No, my dear. In that case, full 50,001 rupees is taxable amount. I didn't say that amount above 50,000 is taxable. I said if the gift is received is above 50,000, then the whole gift amount is taxable. Whole gift amount is taxable. Okay? Acha, there is a star mark on the gift. I have put a star mark. You can see that. Now that star mark indicates that there is one gift which is fully exempt. Gift received from blood relationship. Your taya, mama, chacha. Hai na? Blood relationship, mummy, daddy, brother, sister, blood relationship. Then that is fully exempt from tax. That is fully exempt from tax. Okay, then you have a casual income. What is mean by casual income? Casual income means winning from lottery, winning from horse race, winning from Kaun Banega Crorepati, winning from puzzle, crossword puzzle. So in that, whatever amount you, suppose you have purchased a lottery ticket of 5,000 rupees. How much you have purchased for lottery ticket? 5,000. And you earn from that lottery, you earn 2,000. So actually, 2,000 is an income. Sir, less expense I paid 5,000. So actually you are not supposed to get charged anything. You know, the exempt is, sir, the exempt amount is more than the income. So actually speaking, there should not be any, because I told you before only that exempt amount should not make your income negative. So negative nahi aana chahiye. Exempt, agar income 2,000 hai and exempt is 5,000, so the exempt amount will be up to 2,000, because exemption should not make your income negative. That is the rule of the income tax. provision. Deduction amount can make the income negative, like, you know, house property mein interest deduct, self-occupied property, interest on loan deducted, so income become negative. Deduction can make your income negative, but exemption, which you studied in salary also, there are lots of exemption on each and every item. In the previous slide, see, in the previous slide, if I talk, see, dividend from Indian company, dividend from company, less exempt collection charges and interest on loan. If that income is less than the expense you have incurred for collecting that income, then the income should come outside may negative. But you are not allowed to write the negative amount. You will write the amount nil. Because rule is, exemption should not make your income negative. Exemption amount should not make your income negative. Okay. So similarly, here also, in the casual income, suppose you received, you have paid 5,000 and purchased lottery ticket. And from that lottery ticket, you have earned 2,000 rupees. Now, 2,000 minus 5,000, the net income is minus 3,000. There is a loss. But in lottery ticket ka expense, casual income, when betting, you are winning because of your luck factor. So any income from your luck factor, from that income, you cannot deduct the expense. You cannot deduct the expense. You will say, sir, 1 lakh I earned and I paid 5,000 for purchase of lottery. Should I deduct? No. No. Whereas in other income, you deducted all the expense. But casual income, mein, you are not allowed to deduct any expenses. And that too, you have to write gross amount. Now, what do you mean by gross amount? You have to write the gross amount. What do you mean by gross amount? Gross amount ka matlab ye hota hai, when you earn a lottery ticket, suppose that ticket you earn a prize of 1 lakh. So when you receive the money from the government, so you will not get 1 lakh. From that, 30% tax is already deducted. And you will get TDS, that is called TDS, tax deducted at source. So you will get 70,000. So when I am talking about the taxable income, you will not write 70,000. You have to write 1 lakh gross. You have to take gross income. You have to take gross income. So that is what I am saying in casual income. The casual income mein, there is one star mark. Casual income mein, there you are not allowed to deduct any expense. Acha, casual income can be because of your luck factor, man of the match, man of the series. Hai na? Understood? Best fielder, best batsman, best wicket keeper or best bowler award. So you are getting cash prize. That is a casual income. Okay. So that in that casual income, if you are getting any award from central government or state government, like Donacharya Award, Arjuna Award, if any income, any award which you are getting from the central government or state government or local government, then that income is fully exempt from tax. That is the star mark. That is what the star mark is indicating above the casual income. Okay, chalo, we'll move further on this later part of the other sources. Okay, so the further says, see, we have completed till now, what are the income we have taken? We have done dividend income, we have done interest on security income, then rent from subletting property, renting of house property with all amenities when there is no bifurcation, okay? And then renting of the asset. Instead of property, I will write asset for you so that there should not be any confusion. I will write it in red pen so that it will be clear to you. Okay, chalo. So, so renting of the asset, from the asset you have to deduct all the expense, collection and maintenance charges. Maintenance charges include driver salary, okay? Then repairs and maintenance, interest on loan taken for that buying that asset, then insurance and depreciation. Insurance and depreciation, all that expense you have to deduct. Then I talk about family pension. What is family pension? I have explained. If the pension is received by the employee, it is chargeable under the head income from salary. But if that after the death of the employee, that pension will get transferred to the spouse. So spouse is getting the income. That is not his or her salary. It is a income from other sources. But that whole amount is not taxable. Out of that, some exemption is there. What is that exemption amount? 1/3 or 15,000, whichever is less, is deducted from that income and rest is taxable. Then I told you key man insurance policy. Who is key man? There is one person who is a main whole and soul of your business. If he leaves or if something happens to him, then it will be creating a huge loss for my company. To avoid for that loss, I have taken an insurance policy and that policy has matured. So that is scheme and insurance policy maturity amount. So that is an income from business actually. But if you have not recorded an income from business, you have to write it here. Okay, acha, gift received. Gift received above 50,000 is taxable. Acha, there is a star mark. Acha, there is a star mark on scheme and insurance policy. What is that star mark? Star mark says that income received from life insurance policy maturity amount, that is fully exempt. Then gift. Gift received above 50,000 is fully taxable. If the gift amount received by you is cross the 50,000 limit, then the whole gift amount is taxable. Huh? Not leaving 50,000. Whole amount is taxable. Acha, there is a star mark above the gift. That star mark indicates that the gift received from blood relationship is fully exempt. Then casual income. Casual income means winning from lottery, winning from horse race, winning from crossword puzzle, winning from Kaun Banega Crorepati, man of the match, man of the series, man of the tournament. Hai na? So that is taxable. In that you are not allowed to deduct any expense. Huh. There is a star mark again on the casual income. Award received from state government, central government is fully exempt. Okay, now next part, we'll move on to the next part. Then, allowance. Allowance received by MLAs and MPs. MLAs and MPs. Allowance received by MLAs and MPs. Acha, now what is this MLAs and MPs? Allowance. You might have heard, sir, allowance that we have studied in salary. Allowance should come in salary. MLAs and MPs are getting allowance. My dear, MLAs and MPs are not having any kind of relationship as employer and employee. Salary comes into picture when there is a relation of employer and employee. An employer is giving salary to employee for the service taken by him. But MLAs are not working under anyone. Are they working under anyone? They are the people who are elected by the, employees, like employees, who are elected by the people so that they should work for the betterment of the people or the society. For that, they are getting money from the government. So there is no relationship as employer and employee. That is the reason I am putting a star above the allowance that salary received by MLAs and MPs is fully exempt from tax. Salary received by MLAs and MPs is fully exempt from tax, fully exempt. ठीक है, लेकिन उनको जो allowance मिलता है ना, वो allowance is, sorry, I repeat, there is a short change. Salary received by MLAs and MPs is fully exempt. Salary received by MLAs and MPs is fully exempt. But the allowance which they are getting, it is fully exempt. Salary received by MLAs and MPs are taxable. Salary received by MLAs and MPs are taxable. I'll make changes here. Salary of MLAs and MPs. Sir, salary of MLAs and MPs should come in salary. No. Why it is not coming in salary? It is coming in other sources. Because they are not having a relationship of employer and employee. They are the servant of the people. People have elected them and people are not giving salary, right? So the salary they get from the government, okay? But they are not the servant of government. So there is no relationship existing as employer and employee. That's the reason salary of MLAs and MPs is not taxable under the head salary. It is coming under the head other sources. Huh? But whatever allowance they are receiving, na, it is fully exempt. That's the reason there is a star mark above salaries of MLAs and MPs. Above the salary of MLAs and MPs. I'll write it very clearly. Okay, acha, star mark for MLAs and MPs says that allowance received by them, they get daily allowance, traveling allowance, petrol allowance, security allowance, everything. They get car, they get lal light, they get security. All that security allowance, that is all allowance. That is costing in lakhs of rupees every month. Okay, so that allowance is fully exempt from tax. Then tips earned by waiter, driver, peon, it's taxable. Okay, then agriculture income. agriculture income outside India. Outside India is taxable. Again, star mark. Agriculture income earned in India is fully exempt. But agriculture income you have earned outside India is taxable. So all this total will give you the income from other sources. So this, I hope you understood various lists which are covered under income from other sources. You understood? I hope you understood this chapter clearly. Acha, each and every item is having a star mark. That star mark you have to keep in mind. So that's all for this chapter. Thank you very much.